Got it, Rex.
Hey, buddy. My name's Nick. I brought in my car maybe 2 months ago for center diff replacement.
Yeah.
Subaru Liberty 2010 model.
Okay.
I'm just calling in regards to, because you guys serviced the car recently. So I was just driving and I was losing power. So I'm thinking it's a fuel-related issue. I was just asking...
A fuel-related issue?
Yeah. I was just calling to ask for some advice, like in the sense maybe what I should do.
Okay, so what's the car doing?
So I was driving on the freeway just in cruise control.
Yeah.
And then I noticed it was starting to, like, cut out, like it was losing power. Initially, I thought it was the clutch. And then I kept on driving because it was just a little stutter.
Yep.
And then I kept on driving. It got worse. And then I pulled over.
Yep.
And inspected the engine bay. Nothing was leaking or anything like that. But when I went to start the car again to see what happens, it cranked over, it started, and then the car just died again.
Okay. And so now it doesn't want to run?
Yeah. Like, it was running for maybe like 5 seconds.
Yeah.
And then it died. I waited like another 15, 20 minutes. I started again. It cranked over, but it died instantly. Like once the engine started, it just turned off.
Right, right. And what car did you say it was again?
It's a Subaru Liberty GT 2010 model.
2010. Is it modified at all?
No, stock.
No, stock?
Yeah, because I remember when I brought it in, you guys recommended to change the radiator. I got that changed.
Yeah.
You just changed the center diff, and you said, like, everything else looked fine.
Yeah.
But maybe it's just, like, a fuel-related issue with a fuel pump,
yeah,
maybe.
Yeah, unless the fuel pump's shooting itself. The only issue we've got is we've got a ridiculous amount of cars here, so I can't get you to bring it in.
Yeah.
I'd have to book you in for, like, a couple of weeks in advance.
Yeah, because I'm out towards Mornington Way. So I'm pretty far out.
Is there any mechanics that way that you might trust?
Preferably you guys, but I was looking, it's got some Subaru mechanics around here.
Yeah.
So I thought maybe if it's just a fuel-related issue, maybe
it's
if I get
fuel pump,
you guys...
It's pretty easy for anyone to do. Like, a fuel pump's not anything special.
Yeah.
I'd say maybe see if the local guys can do a fuel pump for you. Or at least test if the fuel pump's working or not.
Yeah.
And then, you know, if it needs a pump, then get them to do it.
Would you know, if based off that information, what it most likely could be?
It sort of sounds like the fuel pump.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because so if it was a timing chain, it wouldn't have turned over, correct?
Yes. It would, but you have a lot of other issues going on. I'd definitely get to a local mechanic to get it, you know, diagnosed first. Because by the time you get it towed here, it's going to cost you, like, a lot.
Yeah, 100%.
Like,
yeah, I just thought
like,
I'd... Yeah, I thought I'd give you guys a call because, you know, I trust you guys and I've recently brought the car there.
I just thought
maybe if, because you guys are specialists, maybe if you can narrow down the symptoms to what it could be.
It sort of sounds like fuel pump, but, like, again, obviously... I can't tell you because, you know...
Yeah, 100%.
Get them to test the fuel pump and, you know, see if it's making any fuel pressure and whatever. And if it needs a pump, just get them to smash a pump in there. That's nice and easy. Hopefully that fixes it. If not, see if they can try work out what it is. Otherwise, then maybe you can get it towed to us. Otherwise, it's a bit of a waste to wait, you know, that long and, you know, spend that much money on towing. If you get someone locally to do, like, a nice simple job like that.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I'll take it somewhere local to where I am now.
Yeah.
And if they say something else, I'll just bring it to you guys.
Yeah, done.
I'll bring
it
back. All right, cheers for the call anyway.
All good. Thanks.
All right, cheers, bud. Bye.
Yeah.